type of Shilas where you had a grubby younger mind over there. I'm not talking Shatim. In the proper shritas are Yerei Shemayim. I don't think you have any problem with that. That's not dramatic.
I mean, the Shachtim and the Satna are supposed to be prune.
Yeah.
But what good is it that they keep on working,
they
and they leave the Hadosha?
Well, how do we know they lose the Hadosha?
If they keep working all the time, they have rest.
No, they have rest. But I can't imagine anybody being functioning at top perfection. You have to be at top of top that every day. Even one day you can't have a bad day. I can't imagine a person on a cold.
Well, Pilot, you can't make one mistake in your day. You only make one mistake in your
second.
My pilot, probably one mistake.
Yeah, except for the pilot, you're riding on the plane.
Yeah,
when I came to this country, it was a young chef. Those days they had the woman came to a shop, but she brought a chicken. She bought a chicken, gave her the shochet, and they flipped it up. So the shochet, the shochet, gave it to her. And she looked at him, and the Gila Rosh, so she says, what are these shochet and an American shochet? In Europe, that if she was a European.
Yeah.
Here they don't have any beards, now they don't even have a good big deal with that. They have
put some crap.
So, Grandma fell down. He didn't notice. The regular knife put down his knife. And if I can't feel, my younger kid, then I can't feel, I said, no more. And the business, he became so rich, he was so rich in business. Magically. He said, no more.
You don't have a story.
Yeah, I knew the name and I forgot the name.
Yeah,
if I can't feel, he said, the anarchy, when it slips down, how can I feel the gotcha?
But today they don't even, the young chef, and they don't even know from this. They've been chefing from the beginning, they've been chefing 1,000 hours.
I have to be sure, it says every chicken, right? Every 5, every 10 chicken, but in case something happens, the entire basket has to be removed.
You're
Mr.
Dejo.
What?
Abby, how many?
This guy who
how many?
Belongs to the building.
How many?
I thought you said they throw them all out.
They throw out, they go in and take 50. Yeah. They take out whatever you see, chef is 30, he says, so they take 30, 30.
Anything?
Of course.
It's
all mixed, it's all mixed inside.
And you need to get
mixed up? Sure. I was told when I visited the Empire years back, I was told they showed me a lot of baskets and each chef had a basket. When it's about 5, 10 chickens, they
don't
take out.
They don't do that. They, as soon as they shift, it's put on a line, and the conveyor belt takes it up to the next section where they start doing this and that the other thing. So if there are 2 seconds, you don't know where it is anymore.
The chosh and other stuff, the things already been cleaned off. So maybe it's not bottled anymore. Because the suffix is running.
Anyway, it's a double shimmy minion anyway. I think it's a double shimmy minion. Even if it's not out of this country, because of the nature of the
You
say
1,000 chickens. And you put eggs. You call eggs 1,000 eggs.
It's not by weight, not by number.
But not necessarily.
No, people buy. They buy 4 wings, 4 little.
No, that's
no. You buy a whole bunch of chickens. It's all by number, not by weight. That's right. You price them by weight, but you don't go and say, give me a pound of chicken.
Right.
Give me 3 chickens. Give me 1 chicken.
We had a number of cases where they recovered. When the Chazal said that you have to divorce the woman, is kigoyin. No, where's that? Because you have to be sure. So you force it even if you have to beat them up the moment. Yesham Shakol Mishalainan about the Gemara Beferish. Koifun da Haiti, Ala Yotze Belvat, it says Stam Yotze. That's when I say the word koifun is ain't koifun bishot, and you don't use force. But you use verbiage. Eloinam lechachonim chayvucha lehoitzi. Chachon said you have to buy the bosom. Then lechaitzin, if you don't, then muta lechreis chavim. You'll get a...
Which category is it?
Well, we have a number of categories here.
Which one we call b'shoitim, which one is not
b'shoitim? Wherever it said b'shoitim, for example, if a person is with 10 years without children, it says koifnas. The word koifnas mentioned. If she comes with a tiny, that he is he can't have any children yet. And she wants a staff. They don't koifen, but wherever it says koifen. The word koifen means b'shoit. Koifen means your force. Your force, even if you have to beat them.
The 10 years between Michael, we have to, today we hold the 10 years between Michael.
No, forget. Up to 10 years.
But we have all these people. That is the
Russian. But she's not tiny.
Oh, if she tiny. Only if
she's the man. Now, Koifen, let's not say they want to live together, but he wasn't a count, then it's a pleasure for India. He says, Koifen, we don't. I'm not said to reveal how many it is not to be Koifen. But according to the Gemara, it's Koifen.
Avram?
Yeah. Then, for example.
Right.
If he became, let's say, he lost a neighbor, he had that. One neighbor not, but both had him. Machwek is there. So it says, he doesn't say Koifen, so Yotzi. If it doesn't say Koifen, then you can't...
He's hitting her.
Huh? He's hitting her. That's
going
away. And then that is Koifen. Koifen is a loyalty. If he's hitting her. Well, that's it. So Shaila is, you have to look into each case whether the word Koifen isn't there or not. And if it's the word Koifen is not there, according to the Shittim, we are mocking like this Shittim. So that we do not beat him up. The Kivin said that I'm also the Kivin the Ekip looked at Rabbas is Rola Hach Meshaloi Loka Beshurtim. Shalei Haya Get Meusa, then it's a get on the force. Yet is not valid. Avolem Yeshle Isha Bavere, he married a woman that he wasn't allowed to live with her. Is Nikula Alma Koyfin Beshurtim, like a Koyna Grusha. That's it. If the Chabezin has the power to do it, of course.
What is the beginning of the Ramot telling me?
The Ramot says...
The beginning of the Ramot, that it's a Plukta Rebusa.
No, yeah, Plukta, but even if it says only Yotzi, what it means, B'Shoit, Dabti Shalei B'Shoit. All you do is you tell him that you are an Avarian, and you have that title of Avarian.
But he doesn't disagree on the first part of the Mechaber, where it says Koifen, that you can use force.
Wherever it says Koifen means Koifen.
It's only on second part.
Yes, wherever there's only Yotzi, the word Yotzi, but not the word Koifen. By Reach HaPeh, Reach HaKoifen, what does it say there? Is it Koifen or not? See, base. Yecholi Elam Rechana Rechana. אלי זה מחבר בסטארט, כוף נדל, אלי שקויפן להוצאו, וליטן סובי, משנול זה ריח הפה, או, סייז דה בוא את כוף, תענת לי, סייז דה. Alright, and the other said doesn't say good.
What if he's put away in jail, he's incarcerated?
Oh, that's good. That's just like
Because it's going to be 10 years, or because it's going to be a long time, I'm interested to how long?
No, if they incarcerate him, until he will give in.
So no, I'm saying if he's put away in jail,
yeah.
He stole a
for other chatam.
Yeah.
So Well, in that case, she demands again.
Yeah, because see, over here, the case of Yudal, you know, Allah was fired, but you shunned him.
So how do you want to... They can't. I mean, he is ready. Well, they don't let him. It's not his fault. If the government doesn't give him the chance.
So therefore...
They can't force him.
It's a conjugal visitation.
Can't force him. I have now a case with a man that wants to get a divorce. He's on it. They are divorced civilly. But she doesn't want to take it yet. And he wants to remarry.
He refuses to take it. She smells of that.
He says sometimes he talks her into it. But by the time they come to the rabbi and make an appointment, so they come.
It's a little money in the envelope.
But that's what I told him. First of all, offer her something. And secondly, the other idea I gave him, since if she is willing to give at certain moments, you have to get her.
It depends.
I have a notion if she needs someone who is...
Why shouldn't he get the get written first? Right.
Keep in his pocket.
Whatever it is, whatever passed, you know, when these people, originally, they immediately go to court.
Yeah.
They don't even think of a get.
Yeah.
After it's all over, then someone tells them, what about a get? And then, if one wants it, the other one refuses. So I asked them, see, it's a New York get, in New York, they can force it. When the one who initiates the get, the civil divorce, he can be told, go ahead and abide by all the aspects of the divorce. But if he was the one who initiates it, he is ready to give the get. She says she doesn't want a get, she doesn't want a divorce or anything. So I don't think that the I'm not too sure about it, but I don't think that the government can force her to take it. No. In that case, so I gave him this idea, he should push it, buy her off. And secondly, I gave him the idea, if there are certain times when she is willing, let's first try to get. Give it out the shaliach, because if it's a hemet, it's a shtan mugd. The shaliach, so when she is willing,
2 minutes
or 3. That was my idea. I gave him a suggestion.
What?
So he has to know her nature, you know. Sometimes she may say yes, and when it comes to the mindset, she says, oh, no.
We had discussed that. Before she gets the get, she has to know this is the get she's getting into her hand.
Now, even let's say if she doesn't know.
Yeah,
let's say if he gives it to her, she says she's willing, and he gives it, tells her it's a diamond, or whatever.
Yeah.
And when she sees it's a get, she throws it immediately in anger. Then that's no get about God. That's also no. But a proper thing is to tell her. Sure, the proper in order to avoid any balkor. You take this get, I'll give you this present. Another man, I have a case, the Bronx. She is in a hospice.
What?
In a hospice. He tells us that it is Itam Khalalam. Yeah, that's what he tells us. We went to see her. She's not choked at all. She's very clever. And she is fully aware of what's going on. And she doesn't want to get. I love it. What's it in the mindset? They don't take her as civil. They marry, it's a second marriage. They married only on the Chuppah V'Kiddushah. Now he wants a get, and she perhaps he has a letter, right? She thinks that she loves him. She is fully aware of what's... No, so that's it. The woman, she doesn't want to. The only thing is I haven't met a bonnet.
Is that Hetamer Rabbonim is not a case where it's the wife's fault? What happens if the husband walks out on the wife? The husband walks out. He just walks out.
He walks out.
And it's not the wife's fault. and the wife doesn't want to accept the guest.
Certainly not. She wants to keep on being married to him and live together.
So what's the law?
We can't give a happy marriage. Of course not. As a matter of fact, in this case, for example, Dr. Klein, she will not be able ever to get out of it. She's in such a position where she'll have to stay there until her last day of her life. That's the only way, and she, naturally, yeah. So he's going to be deprived of a woman once and survive. Problems. Very, very sad.
I told him that I was saying a few weeks ago, the person, every time she gets to the basement, she changed her mind and I'll step in. And I was saying, same thing. Then she would find him, she would land his wedding, and she'd say yes, and please give it to her before she gets to the
basement. Okay, so the Rabbi says, since there's a machlokes, it's better stay away from, it shouldn't be a get meusa. Then, that are more continued. Chol makom she'ein koyfim b'shoytim, em enat noise gamkin. But there we don't have nidu anyway. But the nidu was a very strong weapon in the hands of the Bezin to coerce those who don't obey the halacha. Nidu meant no communication at all with him. You're not allowed to talk to him, not allowed to sit in his daladamas. Completely excommunicated. Not to deal with him.
If they hadn't added the Jewish present, they put someone in Nidu.
Would they open him?
I don't know, some Bezdin, because he didn't want to give
it. Yeah, but Nidu is not a Nidu.
I think it's against the law, civil law.
They did Rosh Hashanah, they did a video of him.
Yeah.
And they're playing this in the court to prove that he's still strong.
Yeah.
They have video of him davening Rosh Hashanah.
That's another thing. He has against the congregation. About a divorce.
Oh, divorce.
They have a case of a chazan who refuses to give his wife a divorce. They're civilly divorced, but he refuses to give her the get. It's the shaila, a get meusa. No good.
Who's going to force
him?
Who's
going to
force
him?
Well, the mindset is that the judge, that since this is a case, according to the law of the New York State, you have to release a get as well. So the judge passed him that he is going to be jailed if he doesn't give it again. So get news? No good. So there's another way. Apparently, they have
the
other...
The Rebbe did this.
Yeah.
You got there, you told us a story. That the man came and he said, is this your own free will? No, the court says I have to do it. So he said, but you understand, you won't get the civil divorce if you don't do it, go vice versa. Then he said a second time, and he said a second time. So it happened three,
that's
four times, finally realized he had to do it.
That's what I have to explain to you. The din in Kufam Adalah, the din is you're not allowed to say either you divorce or else you get to pay the penalty.
Right.
But you say, suppose you get a penalty for something else. The only thing you can relieve yourself of that penalty, the family will drop the charges against you if you give it the gift. So they don't force him to give the gift. Therefore, they are out to... Is this the case? What is that case?
It's a sea route.
Oh,
right. Well, Shabbat, 3 years ago, it's a shul, and they're telling you to get away.
Let's just tell the end of the story.
What is that?
They use the Russian Hebrew there. Yeah. A light communication.
It's only Lewin.
Minor excommunication.
The Russian is there. That's this moment. It was said by the
Russian.
Oh, that's a good Sarabana.
Yeah.
Saint Joseph Bazaar issued a decree ordering a fellow to divorce wife Yehuda and Joshua immediately without any stalling or postponement, and stating that it is forbidden for him to keep his wife on a goon. To have a great sorrow, and Solomon did not adhere to this.
But how did they get this one done? There's hundreds of these.
Well,
how did this one get to a seer? How much money? What is it? What is it?
Well, apparently the family is out forcing him by advertising.
I understand, but
first of all, he is quite good.
Is that next to the Y and T?
Pay for it.
What it costs? $500.
That's all for that song?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
For the New York Times, by the way.
It costs maybe a little more than that.
How much it cost for the New York Times?
I don't know.
They put this on a single page. This is the
How would this Sadam coffee want us to give a gift?
Bury him in the sand.
They send a shot to him. So what? To give a gift?
Yeah, if you don't give the gift, you leave.
So if you get the moon say.
It's grammar, that's it.
Therefore, I have the obligation from anyone. The influence was and to save the Jewish daughter from the chains of a dream.
What's the meaning of Nidor that he's using there? That's the question.
Ushri and Green.
But what's the meaning of Nidor?
What person is this? I can't
decide. But I was trying to say is this.
It's Tom of Seerah, isn't it? It goes to the Seerah.
It's a theater bit.
Let's understand the one thing, the legal, that's the question he's raising.
If Kaifun I said, if that then is Kaifun, then I see that not a luxury. Like beating him up.
You're saying it's Mutter to do it?
No, the Mutter is now.
So how could they do it?
Nidu has the same as Mutter. Now, if you're allowed to use Shoten,
they want to say it's one of those things they're allowed to use Shoten.
No, so there are more. If you're not allowed to use Shoten,
it must have been one of those
then
things.
You can. You mean that one? No, but I'm trying to say something. You see.
Well, he's asking the question of Nidui. Is that really a Nidui, or that's just a Lashon they use?
Well, I didn't read the Hebrew because it's too small. I didn't know. Now he gave me a dialogue. But instead of Nidui, it said in the Hebrew. The Hebrew says Nidui.
Another
one. 23, what page is that? 23. 23.
It says Nidui, the word Nidui. But in the English,
it said another one. I didn't see any Nidui.
The thing itself is only a seerah.
Yeah.
The advertisement says the meaning of the above seerah. The meaning is that you're supposed to get. It says in Shulchan Aruch there's an Ian of Nidor. But the stam is a seerah. So the one who put out the ad, Rabbi Leibus probably didn't know about the ad, or remembered by the ad, and somebody else put the ad in. And then they see the Lashon of Nidori, and they said, oh, so they do everything. Doesn't say it all in the Hebrew.
That's not that's below the belt. That's not nice.
Anyway, what we do, if we want to force, I mean, you say, what we do is, in the case of that cantor, for example, I told you, the cantor apparently has other charges against him, for which they can jail him. So the judge can do this. He says, you'll be jailed not for not giving it again. But for beating his wife.
Community service work.
The only thing here is that the family is ready to drop these charges if you give a gift. But they don't force him directly to give the gift.
They coerce
that's the halacha. That is permissible. That way it's permissible.
But does that need any special situation, or that could be any day doing any kind?
We just don't like the way she's treated. We feel she should
put pressure on it.
And even just without, we can do this, even if it's not one of those things that it says kaifen.
Kaifen, even if it's not a kaifen. But if it's, let's say, they can't live together anyway, and it's just lahafis. Just lahafis. Someone told me a story yesterday about a fellow who she became a widow because her husband was lost in the army in the war, and she got a monthly pension. And then she married someone, but I was just for kiddush. She didn't want to lose the pension. And now they're divorced.
I get.
So, finally, he got her to agree. Anyway, he gave the get. And he got a tour to the garrison from the rabbis. After the get, now he's going to take me home. Rabbi said, don't do it, but Maser, and she has to pay back thousands of dollars that she had collected for so many years. She has to pay back everything.
And here,
so what happens to the cocktail for sure?
They're waiting upstairs for him with a meat.
That guy
calls for a clinical commission to resolve the Agula problem. This is
all
of my And now, you call him a guardian here, that I'm all suggest what is to be done. And it's very, very sad that even if you do this, it's very powerful. See, the means you refuse to go to the Bezin, you refuse to abide by what the Bezin.
He had it here. He had to make an appointment.
Well, she refused to come. She first make an appearance. He suggested to her that she should come and present her time.
Three times.
Yeah, but she won't come.
This didn't need though, so it's not allowed. We don't do it at all in any circumstances.
No, we don't do it. There's a civil law.
Oh, in America?
Not only in Europe as well. Already for a long time.
Not to excommunicate?
Not to
use
common
sense? I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, the only thing is, I remember that he said, they were fighting with each other. In Munkach, they had a Belgian group, so they put in shrekis, what are they? Nails, rusted nails. So that when they go, they'll become poison, you know, going to look another. And that was, where I come from, so far away from Munkach, but it was spread all over, all the countries. I mean, we were different countries. All over. Everyone had to read about the Machlokes from Belzer Munkach and all the dirty things which they did.
So the illegality is only from a civil point of view. There's no Torah prohibition to put someone in.
And the country, they had that right, the autonomous right, the Ketos. They were the autonomous, they were by themselves. And that's what they used the rabbinate. Okay, so what does the Rambam say? Chol makom shein kaifen b'shemen ad na hisgamti. Mekol pnim yecholim ligzar kol yisro shaloi la'as esloi shum teiva. Oy lisa velit nima. See, they heard it. Yeah. Oy lom ebonav. Oy lekavre Or the, not the burying, actually you got it.
Or the kavron.
The kavron, the kavron.
The bonum.
Bonum, the kavron.
He died in the farm.
Of course, no problem. It's the kavron, yeah.
Why
that's very sad, but this is what it almost said. This was a weapon, you know, and everywhere, no matter how far away from Yiddish kids they were.
He thinks he needed us for.
Yeah,
that's
it.
They use
the weapon, that's
all. So on the 13th, then he'll get it done.
The question on this, he's asking a very good question, really, right. Because the child is the Vakaris.
It's not. Yeah, until he gets 13.
And
even some people 20.
The question is not the Vakaris.
But there is something else thing.
Even on the father, and even the father is different from the Vakaris. Is only the one, if he gets cotton again, becomes more good. Yeah, and he knows he's not Gemalot, he has to undergo meaning.
But some say it's only the Shas his Nisa that he then becomes Chayav.
That's another Shaila. That's a Shaila when the Chi of Kodesh is set in immediately or by the Shas Nisa. Another Shaila.
But Bechlav, the Gemara in Makkah starts off with saying that you can't punish the children. With the head of the father. So how can we start?
Don't punish the kids. We punish the father.
The chiv of the father.
He wanted his children to be.
No, the chiv is on the child.
No, it's on the father.
The child becomes a god, or then it's a chiv from the child.
But
ultimately, it's a baby.
But if the father turns around.
But
if the father thinks and says, good, I don't want to mar my kid. Now the chiyuv is on the Beis Din.
No, but
They can use any method. Malvat shall you not do it, but no need.
So what is this then?
That's not neither. Even
neither
means, but neither means you're not allowed to
sit in
the
court. This whole thing that they're this Sira business, they mamish corrupted what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but they wrote that on it.
They didn't.
They misrepresented it. It's easier for us to make a nidui. The mamish one can make.
Maybe they had spoken the shaykh, maybe it's a case.
Who knows?
Okay. I've only shown the kind. Oh, yeah. Now, here's what happened, I said before. If he is not Makai money, and I've done it once, he doesn't sleep with his wife. Yechonim lenadoise hu lachrimon, she yekayim ono, or she yegarish. He ain't that clear, rak lakai meinoso, can't call you to be there. See, the mountains are zoi. It doesn't say koitin. And koitin be shaitin. So therefore, we are afraid to force him to give a get with the shaitin. But if we force him to be Mekai Mitzvah, that if you're not, the only thing, you don't want to be Mekai Mitzvah, you divorce him. That you have a way out. But directly to force him and forget it, that's not permissible.
We can force him to be Mekai
Onah. So many, even Mishotim, you're laughing. Shekharonis, yeah. That's why, remember we discussed once, we discussed about the prenuptial agreement that you will take the money. Who mentioned that paper? It's forced.
What is the
prenuptial agreement is that he agrees that should there be a rule, the Bezos should say that he shall have to divorce her. Before they get married,
they have to come to the
business. The business says that he should divorce and he refuses to give it again. then he will be subject to so much per week, to pay us $200 or $500 a week, whatever it is. And if he wants to relieve himself of that payment, he will have to give a divorce. That's not a get meusa. That's not a get meusa. Because,
who does
all right,
this,
give the get.
Who does this prenuptial agreement?
The SCA wanted to make that. So they had the consent of some rabbonim, and another rabbon came out against it. As a result, it's bottle given. So they don't say...
But it's a good idea.
No, they don't use it. So the idea, why should it be all right? Because it's not the usa. You don't force him to give the gift. You force him to give him money. You want to relieve yourself of those payments, you have a way out. But you don't force him to give the gift. That's the Ramon.
Was there any reason, particular reason, why certain Rabbanim were against it?
They claim Mises and had it. There's a lot of Chuvisik now, by later.
Later.
To be so, first of all, it's only if you can't prevail upon him to give the gift. But this is the Ramah here. That's what the Ramah says. It's Sivdala, which we'll have a little later, we'll also have that. There's a Sivdramah, and Kibul Kinya, the Garej, and Kibul of Kenosis, and Leia Garej, and Mikra Enix. Nachat the Tolegit and the Dover Acher, the Yochan Lifna Knossin, the Lele Garish.
Or Pei?
Pei.
Kuflamadal.
Siv Dalit. Siv Hei. Okay, this is what the Ramon says here too. As long as you don't force him directly to give the gift, you force him to be Mekayim the owner. If he, the only thing is you don't want to sleep with your wife. All right, give it a gift. You have a way out. Of course, as long as you are married to her, you have to be the kind owner.
But this doesn't have to make any condition. He has to.
That's it.
So why don't we do the same thing with the 10 years? You don't want to, you have to be the kind of mitzvah period of review. You don't have to. You have to be the kind of mitzvah period of review.
The man wants to get.
She wants to get.
She wants to get. But it's not
Makhul. Well, we can force him. You have to be kind enough to pay you need another wife. And yeah. we want you to take another wife.
Our minik is not to force a man. In other words, if the both of them are agreeable to live together, even though they have no children.
No, I meant the other question about the... Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other way, are the other cases that we had previously where we could apply this idea that we could force him not to divorce, but to do the other thing, which ends up in a divorce anyway.
We'll have it soon again. We'll have other examples. That's it, as long as it's not direct. I'm gonna, you know, whenever someone offers a suggestion, you have a difference of opinion, and you bring in a smack. That is only a smach, the prenuptial agreement. Never expect when you go to you get married to a lovely lady, so naturally you expect to spend the rest of your life with her. Who thinks of her? So therefore, it's on a smach. That's what they are. But if there are more sanctions this kind of behavior, as long as you don't directly force him to give the gift, you force him to pay whatever he obligated himself. Or if you don't want to pay, then give it a gift. You won't have to pay. Okay. He says, "Can't be clear that the kind man knows." Lochem.
Why do you have to call that an ishmafe? Just tell him. Shasmaisa, tell him it's not an ishmafe. That in economy you don't expect it, but tell him what happens.
It's not an asmachta. Oh, that's an asmachta. What is an asmachta? He doesn't expect to have it. You know, but let's say a gambler. He gambles. Why is he a gambler? Because it's he hopes to win.
It's not. It's
had
not
he known that he would lose, he wouldn't play.
It's a Durabhanan
dealer, right? How is that a Durabhanan? Because he is aware of both alternatives. See, that's a Durabhanan dealer. But Asmarta also. Asmarta is really not with the rice. It's a Gamsa Shaila. So I suggested that. I suggest about Asmarta. The din is if you. Even though we don't have a business. The bezin knows the dinam of asmachta, then you can pay, put your kindness in the hands of the bezin, and when the bezin and the bezin will have that right to collect. The bezin doesn't have to be a bezin musmach from of Moshe Rabbeinu. The bezin that is knows the hilchos asmach, the dinim of asmach. No, choshmishkot asmach is a simmer ishches atin. It's one simmer, it's not such a big simmer also. So, since we argue our rabbonim must cover the first chalik of the day, whatever they take you is smicha, let them also master simmer ishches or choshmishkot, and they'll be able to.
But so the mice, why don't we have a simple answer that we'll do, that we'll make a general prenup clause agreement that all the Orthodox rabbis, anyone who has smith from all these yeshivas together, the might have a yeshiva could be lined up with it, and then you say that anyone with smachim, when they perform marriage, it will be according to this general prenuptial deal which we're making now, the Olam Voya, their face, it'll be all the words could be written out. You wouldn't have any problem anymore.
You mean that each individual will not have to sign a prenuptial agreement?
Right.
Speak to every client, or speak to every business.
That you'll never do.
They won't agree.
Consent agreement out of the question. That you'll never do. It's ingrained. Whenever they ask, what is Gemara saying, my time of the Tanakh come? They don't ask, my time of the Tanakh Basra. Because the Tanakh. The Tana Basra, once he had the Tana Kama make a statement, he had to differently. But the Tana Kama, what was the motive that he made a statement for? That's the shame. Yeah, I mean, that's so natural. Shlomo Aleichem said, whenever you have two Jews, whatever you have two Jews, you have at least three opinions. you don't have unanimity, that's all. Yeah. One said so, therefore the others have to decide.
Now here I have, they said that they put in a term or something.
Yeah.
Now the problem doesn't apply now. We have many bad things.
Today we don't have cherem. Now they have them cherem.
The rest can be used. It's a fixed date. Every marriage, whoever performs must still be registered to a certain date in most countries. So you would be a fixed system. Most countries would be very easy in a fixed system. Like Canada, Eden, France, Israel, the center of Bonifacian takes care of every condition or getting. You can't flout them. They can have a fixed system.
Why did they introduce in those countries? Here, in economy, it's impossible.
Well, the problem here is very acute.
No, but he's giving a better rate to those countries that do control.
No,
so if we set up a system like that in those countries that they have a
they apparently are not faced with such the problem is not acute as it is here.
Because
they the
can't
be because of the
fixed
system. Right. Israel,
that's
even France, Canada. They don't have to say.
Israel,
they can make a demonstration and then make a demonstration. Well, that's not like a mission. And particularly, it's not the business of that. There's a group of women who do it, who offer to do it. And very good. I hope they succeed
but
in the case.
It doesn't have a din of kofim b'shoytim because it's not actual kofim.
No. As I said, the bezin first of all, the bezin doesn't do it.
Yeah, I know.
So the whole afternoon, what is time is the answer to the bezin?
Yeah.
The women do it, whoever does it. And they certainly are justified to do it. And,
mm-hmm.
because the man isn't listening to
this is our Poshek Lissachma. This is Tamarishis. Not to give you. Don't live there anyway. Stop it. That's all. It's Tamarishis.
Okay.
Then there are more ads on the chain. Misha Girish is to beget kosher. Riyotzik tzatzla salaget, which is not legal, but they don't want the last to be spread. It's mutter le koifer le say get a chair. Then you're allowed to use kfir. Because of Yaloche, she's already divorced. כל מוקם דיקי פלופטם, קויפן לא לאי, אבל גב דאין כאן לגרש, בכל מוקם קויפן לא יסליטם כשבוס מיד, ושידמנצת. וכן הננדוניה,